gonna stop me now.
I'll see you later. Jennifer and I are going to a movie. What's that smell?
I'm glad to ask. That's my rootin', tootin', highfalutin' Texas chili. Yeah! I'm making it for the Western barbecue I'm catering for this Saturday night at Gorman's Banquet Hall.
Good for you, Balky. They're gonna enjoy chili.
Nice shot.
Thank you, partner.
Who are you cooking for?
Well, I heard of Texans that moseyed on up here to Chicago. They're getting together for some big wing-ding Saturday night at Gorman's Banquet Hall, and they're gonna be wiggling their yellow toes at Texas.
No, I never thought I'd say this, but could you talk the way you usually do?
Well, of course I can. Don't be ridiculous.
Balky?
Okay, okay. It's just kind of fun talking in a Texan drool.
Drawl. Texas drawl. Well, Balky, your catering business is really taking off. I mean, what is this, your fifth job in 5 weeks?
Well, I could have had the sixth, but with all the overtime I'm doing at the newspaper, I didn't want to do two jobs on the same night.
Well, why not, Balky? If you want your business to succeed, you've got to grow.
Well, I don't know, cousin. Most of me stopped growing when I was 16, although I don't think my nose got the message.
No, Balky, I'm talking about expansion.
Okay, okay, maybe I've let my belt out a couple of notches. No reason to get personal, shorty.
No, Balky, what I'm saying is that if you want your catering business to succeed, you got to start taking more jobs.
Oh, well, I'm just starting out. I want to go slow.
Well, Balky, you got to seize the opportunity when it presents itself. If I may use an example from my own life.
I'll put on some coffee.
No, this one is short.
Is it shorter than your Bunky McDermott story?
Yes, it's shorter than my Bunky McDermott story.
Probably a little longer than your Grandmama Appleton story.
Yes, it's a little longer than my Grandmama Appleton story.
Okay, so it's approximately between the Bunky McDermott story and the Grandmama Appleton narrative.
All right, Balky, if you let me tell the story, I'd be done by now.
Okay, okay, tell the story. Who's stopping you?
When I was 8...
Should I sit down for this?
When I was 8, my friend and I had this little lemonade stand. And my friend suggested that we expand and sell ice cream cones. I said, no, let's take it slow. We're not ready. And he went off and sold ice cream cones. And if I had listened to him today, it would have been Baskin Appleton's 31 flavors.
That's a very nice story, Carson. And it explains why regret eats up so much of your day. But, Carson, when I'm ready for more work, I'll let you know.
Now, if you'll excuse me, partner, I got to hightail it down to the general store and rustle up some fixings for my posy and western grub. We use real grubs, you know.
Hello? Mr. Gorman. Oh, Mr. Gorman of Gorman's Banquet Halls. Yeah, well, I'm sorry. Balky just rode out. Went out. Well, you want him to cater another party on Saturday? Well, who's it for? The Calorie Counters Club. Well, yeah, I think he could handle that. Yeah, well, all right, let me take down the information. All right, go ahead. Uh-huh. 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 Okay, now that's low salt, low fat, low calorie. I got it. Yeah, I'll make sure Balky gets the information. Yep. No, thank you. Bye-bye. He is going to thank me for this.
Don't think of. Hello, Bart Takamos Appleton residence. How may I direct your call? Why, yes, this is the Balky Bart Takamos who caters parties for Gorman's banquet hall. Oh, go on with you. I am not the best caterer in Chicago. Oh, no, I'm not. Oh, no, I'm not. Oh, no, I'm not. Okay, baby, I'm in the top three. How can I help you? A German party. For Saturday? Well, let me tell you, Gunther. You see, I already have a job for Saturday, and I try never to take two jobs on the same night. Really? Well, that's what Cousin Larry says. Cousin Larry. Well, he's my best friend and advisor. He's sort of my tormentor. Well, maybe I could take two jobs on the same night. Well, okay, I would love to cater your party. Danke, Shane. Thank you for all the love and pain. let me just get something to write on. Okay. Okay, shoot. Oh, of course. I hope I did the right thing, taking two catering jobs on one night. I hope I'm not breading myself too thin.
Balky, relax. Everything is fine. We've got all the food unpacked, easy access to the two banquet rooms. Everything is perfect. I'll help in the kitchen, and Jennifer and Marianne will serve.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. I was a waitress in high school, but it's been a long time since I've served people food and drinks.
Marianne, you do that every day. You're a stewardess.
All right.
Why don't we put out the silverware? Where's the silverware?
Oh, okay, the silverware is in the car. The forks and knives are in the glove compartment, and the spoons are in the back next to the Garfield stuck on the window.
Well, you see, you have everything under control. I knew you could do it.
Come on, Marianne, let's get the silverware.
Balky, the food for the Texas barbecue smells delicious.
Oh, thank you.
So what are you making for the second party?
German food.
German food?
Uh-huh.
Well, isn't German food a little rich and heavy for calorie counters?
Oh, boy, you got that right. The sauces alone would pack on the pounds. I would never serve German food to calorie counters. Cherish the thought.
Well, good, so we're in agreement.
Well, you got that right.
So what are you really serving to the second party?
Wiener Schnitzel and Sauerbraten with Goatwurst Pate.
Wiener Schnitzel, Sauerbraten with Goatwurst Pate? Isn't that high in calories?
Not to mention loaded with cholesterol.
Well, then why are you serving it to calorie counters?
Listen, I'm not serving it to calorie counters. I'm serving it to Germans. Haven't you been paying attention?
Wait. Let's concentrate for just a minute here. Party number one is
Texans.
Party number two is
Germans.
Calorie counters.
Germans. Calorie counters. Oh, my Lord! Well, I hope you're happy. Now we're up the creek without a poodle. How could you book a party for me without telling me?
I left you a note. You said you were catering a second party. How was I to know it wasn't the party I booked for you?
Well, I didn't see your note. How am I supposed to know you leave me a note? You think I have ESPN?
Okay, we have the silverware. Everything's ready.
Everything's ready for two parties, but unfortunately, we have three. Cousin Larry booked another party for me without telling me.
Larry?
Well, don't worry. I have...
Oh God.
...a plan. We'll just cut down on the portions and serve all three parties using the food for two.
Cousin, we cannot give the calorie counters this food. It wouldn't be good for their diets.
Well, so we serve them some food with a little salt and a little fat. Have you seen them? What difference will one meal make?
Rocky, you got a bunch of hungry cowpokes and cowgals, and they're just ready to chow down.
Well, Billy Joe Bob, don't you go getting your chaps in a bunch. Your grubs are on their way.
We'll serve the Texans first. Where's the cowboys?
Girls, your hats are right under there, under the counter.
All right, remember, Balky, small portions.
Okay.
We'll serve the Germans next.
Okay, well, what about the calorie counters?
All right, well, we'll drain the juice from the sauerkraut and serve it to the calorie counters. We'll tell them it's a new low-cal vegetable cocktail.
Okay, cousin, we'll try it. We'll try it your way. Because surely, out of 347 plans you had, one should work. Bratwurst here,
goatwurst there,
and a schnitzel on the side. That's what the Germans eat tonight, and we serve it up with pride. We can serve the second course without a lapse.
Can we even do the strudel and the schnapps?
Uh-huh, clever young chaps. Parsley here, garnish there, cause presentation's on. That's how we laugh the night away for the cowboys, Germans, calories, counters, gourmands, banquet hall.
I get away just in time.
All right, time to feed the Germans.
Okay.
Oh. Now remember, Balky, go easy on the sauerkraut and the Wiener Schnitzel.
Okay.
Okay, now this time, let's not get separated.
Cousin, we are running this kitchen like a well-soiled machine.
Excuse me. Excuse me! We calorie counters are getting quite hungry. We finished with our tart and tangy tropical nectar. It was very good, but it tasted a lot like sauerkraut juice. When do we eat?
Soon, very soon.
Oh...
Remember, one of the tricks to losing weight is to eat slowly.
Well, please hurry. Some of us haven't eaten since lunch.
Sie haben alles so gut gemacht. Das war wunderschön. Oh. Fabelhaft, ausgezeichnet.
Oh. Gunther seems happy. I think he's experiencing Pfaffignügen.
Ja, Pfaffignügen, ja. Ja, the party is wunderbar. And the food, wunderbar. Now we are ready for more food and more Fräuleins. Ba-ba-ba-boom. Auf Wiedersehen.
Marianne, Jennifer, take care of the Germans.
Stay away from the guy with the pointed helmet.
Well, Belky, all we have to do is serve the calorie counters, then we're home free. My plan is working beautifully.
Watson, there's just one itsy bitsy little problem with your plan.
What's that?
I only rented enough plates and silverware for two parties. We don't have nothing to serve the calorie counters on. Oh, catering is so much easier on meatballs. You just toss the salad and everyone runs under it.
Well, Beth, we can handle this. We'll just get the plates back from the Texans, wash them, and serve the calorie counters. This is going to be easy.
Fine vittles you conjured up for us.
Well, thank you. Now, how was the food?
He loves the food.
Oh, good.
Yeah! All right, Ducky, the plates. Get the plates.
Okay.
Excuse me, are you done with the ribs?
Yeah, and I'm ready to start on your buns.
Well, maybe later.
Give me that steak before that gets ugly. Now, you didn't eat all your beans. Don't you want to be a member of the Clean Plate Club?
I wouldn't be trying to take food away from Bubba. He'll rip your heart out through your back pocket.
Much obliged, Mr. Bubba, sir. Back on Meepos, I knew a Bubba who was about your size. Of course, he had hooves.
Falky, I can't get the plates away from these people.
Neither can I. I guess it's true what they say. You can't separate the Texan from his ribs. Listen, if you cannot get the plates away, how are we going to serve the calorie counters?
Right, so we'll just let the Texans finish eating, and then we'll feed the calorie counters. They won't starve to death if they have to wait another few minutes.
If we're not fed immediately, they say they'll take hostages.
Okay, we gotta find some way to get them away from the table so we can get their plates.
Cousin, are you thinking what I'm thinking? A game of Twister?
Wait, I got it. All right, attention, everybody, your attention. All right, your attention, please. It's time for a square dance. Here we go. Time to do-si-do. Time to yippee-yow-kay. To keep them doggies rolling. Please. Time for a dance. If you're able, get up off your chairs and leave your table. Grab your girl before it's too late. Kick up your heels and leave your plate. And hold her tight. Strum that guitar, pluck that fiddle, take two steps out, run to the middle. Swing your partner round and round, any way you can, such upside down. Down and left and swing your dates while the media collects your plates. He'll bring it back later. Swing your partner across the floor. Don't let it go till you're at the door.
Ha ha ha!
everything seemed to turn out all right. Everybody got fed. I like the music. Didn't you? Good food, good friends, good fun. Okay. Maybe I'm partially to blame for what happened tonight. Mostly to blame. All right, it was totally my fault. I shouldn't have butted into Balky's business. I shouldn't have pushed him before he was ready. But you know, when you all get a chance to think about what happened, I think you're gonna thank me for what I did tonight.
This is Barbara Walters. Later tonight on Nightline, the shooting war is over, but the war of words continues between the Pentagon and the press. Who's right tonight?
Now stay tuned for Baby Talk.